These have been great stories so far, but there's no guilt like mommy guilt. My son is 8, and he's wonderful, and he can be a little asshole sometimes. And we were having a morning, like a morning, and I don't even remember what it was about, but it was just head against the wall, bang, 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 bang. And I don't remember what happened, but he went off to school. I think my husband walked him to school, and I just thought that was a disaster. I couldn't get any better, any worse. And I'm a writer, and so that's kind of my main chunk of writing time, is especially in the morning. That's when I work best, and I just couldn't focus on anything. I just felt so bad. I screamed. I was still hoarse. I don't even remember what the fight was about, but he was in tears, and I was hoarse, and it was awful, and I couldn't get any words down. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go volunteer and be the lunch mom today. And I'm going to surprise him, and this is going to make everything better. So I didn't know that, like, lunch mom duty hadn't even started yet. So, like, I go in, and, like, the two employees at the cafeteria are like, oh, well, okay, well, here you wear this belt. And the it's like a plumber's belt or, like, a tool belt. It's got, like straws and sporks and, like, I mean, this is, like, a real job. And they're, like, kind of giving me the lay of the land. And I'm, like, the Capri Sun exploding, dealing with that crisis over there and 14 forks and I need a spork. And I know you, it like, took forever for my son's lunch to come in. And I'm, like, handing out sporks like crazy. Finally, he walks in and I'm, like, waiting for this moment where he's kind of, like, shocked but happy, like, oh, da, da, da. And he kind of looks at me funny, and then I notice, like, I'm still on spork duty. Like, everyone needs something, and when you're in elementary school at lunch, you need something. So I can't even go over and talk to him, but I realize, like, his head is down, and I don't know if he's mortified or still mad at me. So I'm, like, finally make my way over there, and I realize he bought an ice cream, and he's not supposed to, and he was, like, hiding in his lunchbox trying to eat this thing before I made it over to his side of the cafeteria. So I said, if you forgive me for this morning, I'll forgive you for the ice cream, and we're even.